Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today, Wednesday, the 19th day of January, 2022. Normally, Steve Quayle comes on Thursday when he comes on the show. Today, it's a special occasion. It's a special report. Steve Quayle is on with me right now. Now, let me ask you folks a question. How many people out there realize how close we are to a world war, a war with Russia? Are you familiar with what's going on in Ukraine, in that area? How about with Turkey and Syria? All of the various movements of Russian personnel, Russian army personnel, Russian naval assets, it's happening right now. And Daniel Greenfield wrote earlier today, I believe it was, that Soros general demands purge of military. Now think about that. You know, when the Democrats, when the left, they're going after the dead Confederate soldier statues and such. Who's looking at who's going after the living generals, or the living Soros generals, I should say? It's pretty interesting how the push for a woke military here in the United States is the prime factor when everything else is going to, you know, it's going to hell. And I mean that in a very literal way. It's interesting, too. I've been watching, I've been looking, I've been reading about the various movements with respect to, again, Russia, Ukraine, and NATO, and the left, the saber-rattling for war into this year. You know, it's as if they cannot retain power, if the globalists are losing the narrative on one issue, they're obviously, they want to advance war. And this is what we're seeing play out right now. I received this from Steve Quayle right before the show, and I found this very interesting. The West faces the moment of truth, which has started the countdown in wait for the adoption of Russian proposals on security guarantees addressed to the United States and NATO. Now, this according to the head of the Russian delegation at the Vienna negotiations on military security and arms control. And this was said today, as a matter of fact. There arrives a moment of truth when the West either accepts our proposals or other ways will be found to safeguard Russia's security. I am convinced that with goodwill and a willingness to compromise in any situation, it is possible to find a way to mutually accept two mutually acceptable solutions. We're running out of time. The countdown begins. And for those keeping score at home and counting at home, that countdown ends on Friday. And Hal Turner reported on that, and other areas actually have reported on that, and of course Steve Quayle as well. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, gen6.com, and by the way, folks, Steve is putting together, and we are putting together a massive investigative information research dump, and I hate to use that word dump. I'm just saying that there's so much information from the Gen 6 Division of Antiquities. That's so relevant to today. It's amazing. If you go to HagmanReport.com, click on the banner for our fundraiser, and I'll tell you something. What you are going to get out of this exceeds anything I've ever seen and exceeds anything that we've ever done. It's the Fundraiser 2022. Exclusive content from Steve Quayle. And this is for people who donate $100 or more. This is not recycled information. This is not information you've heard before, whether it be from Steve's appearances or anywhere else. This is exclusive to this initiative. And I'm telling you right now, it blew my mind. It's blowing my mind as this is being put together. So I'm very excited about this. And I'm going to tell you this as well. You've heard Alex Jones talk about this. You've heard other broadcasters talk about this. We are fighting to stay on the air. You do know that there are people who want to take us off the air. And they've been trying for years. That goes for Steve. That goes for me. That goes for others. And it takes a lot of effort. And and I mean this, and money, people, to really keep things moving. So if you like what you hear, please consider consider our taking part in our fundraiser. Go just click on the link. And in the meantime, make sure you're a part of Steve Quayle's Q-Files 2.0. I'm telling you, the Eric the Tech and I were just marveling at the content of the briefings that Steve Quayle provides. That's Q-Files 2.0. Go to stevequayle.com and click on the appropriate links there. And of course, any of his books, any of his intellectual work products, fantastic. Without any further ado, Steve Quayle, my brother, my friend, good to have you, sir.
Thank you, Doug. And ladies and gentlemen, I told Doug as we were going on the air that the ramifications of what we're going to talk about and cover today are so grave that people had better understand three basic facts. Fact one, the United States has relinquished its position as the world superpower. We are no longer that. Number two, public disclosures by ex-generals, people that have intelligence people have stated that there has been an intentional destruction both of our technological lead. And let me give you a good example of that. The United States has no hypersonic missiles. And within a week, not even a week ago, Doug, 4 days ago, North Korea demonstrated it has hypersonic missiles. India has hypersonic missiles. India and Russia have joined together with the development of their third generation. So here's what's critical. The United States has made war on the people of this country by turning introverted or turning internally to the United States and forgetting about you can't threaten Russia with nuclear weapons, which we've done. The president's done it and a U.S. senator's done it. And then you can't move. And we've done it and we're doing it. Troops and nuclear bombers into that region and not expect Russia to basically respond. And Russia has responded on numerous times. By the way, President Putin, in my opinion, and here's something I want to make clear. I love the country that was, but if you cannot separate, you know, facts from, I would say, this emotional ties to the past, you're going to perish, and you're going to perish fast, okay? So the thing I want to talk about today is just what happened in Tonga when the Tonga explosion happened and how that was a demonstration of what President Putin stated when if you, the West, will not give us, all they want is us to live up to a treaty that we guarantee their sovereign borders. And number one, shut the hell up with saying you're going to nuke us. We can take you out. For instance, let me give you a good example. And Doug, these are all verifiable. We in the United States have the most powerful warheads we possess are 1.25 megaton, you know, nuclear warheads. Now, again, it's important for people to understand words, kiloton and megaton. So, Eric, if you can put that up, I want to share something with the listeners. This is critical to understanding where I go next. The idea that the United States is the sole nuclear power, even in light of China and Russia, is ludicrous. And here are some words, and thank you, Eric, if you'll follow along with me. The word kiloton, K-I-L-O, ton, and megaton are used to describe the blast energy in equivalent weights of the conventional chemical explosive TNT, trinitrotoluene, okay? Everybody knows what TNT is. Kiloton is 1,000 tons and megaton is 1,000,000 tons, okay? The Russian warheads, the basic Russian warheads, are 25 megatons. That's 25 million tons of TNT. That's their basic. They have in excess of 150 to 200 hypersonic missiles with that kind of throw weight, okay? What I'm telling you is stuff that the Pentagon has refused and denied for years and years. They denied everything that they have. Basically, when anybody would bring this stuff out, they just deny it. And they say, well, they're years away. No, they're not. They've accomplished it. President Putin, in my opinion, this is true. He's demonstrated they have the hypersonic missiles. the Iskander, and then the Avangard. The Avangard goes 21,000 miles an hour. We don't have any hypersonic weapons. Russia has demonstrated their supercavitation or hypercavitation torpedoes. Creates an air envelope around the front of the torpedo, 600-700 miles an hour. Now I'm told they're even exceeding that. The point being, on the Tonga explosion, Doug, my emails have filled up with people saying, that wasn't normal. That wasn't right. There's something wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, and for the record, I've written about this stuff, and I don't have a degree in nuclear physics, but I have nuclear physicists who do, and some have more PhDs than thermometers, or have been used in the weapons development from the early stage. Some of them have, I can't go any further than that. And nothing I possess is classified, Doug. I want to make that clear.
And if I can interject something on your behalf.
Yes. Okay. Please, anytime.
Just like I do. For example, I'm not a medical doctor or a pathologist. I'll use this example. I'm not a pathologist. All right. So I cannot go to court and testify about the state of a corpse, murder victim. But what I can do as an investigator is tap those or contact those who are pathologists recognized in their field. That's the same thing as Steve Quayle does. Okay. So when people ask Steve, well, how would you know this? Well, the same way that I would know things, and that's simply by tapping into the expertise of those people that he knows or that he's been put in contact with. Is that a fair statement?
That is a fair statement. Okay. And Doug, here's the thing. I've been doing this for a long time, and contrary, to everybody's opinion on what I know or can't know, and I've read the posts and stuff, I'm going to tell you something that's astonishing. What happened in Tonga was close to 900 billion, and I'm using the B word, okay? It was close to 900 million megatons of explosive power. And people are reporting three separate and distinct blasts. The interesting thing about this is the gravitational wave went around the world three times. There were three unique trackable waves. And there are YouTube posts and stuff, and unfortunately I didn't have the time to bring it, that are showing it. Now, what's the chance that spy satellites directly overhead Tonga attached? That means when you tell a satellite what you want to do, somebody was sending a message, and I believe it was the Russians. Now, look, I followed this. I started writing newsletters almost 35 years ago. And again, quoting this, newsletters used to go out, either once a week, twice a week, or however many times a month. And Doug, you and I had one for a while, too, after 9/11. But I think the thing that people have got to understand is this, that the 100 megaton torpedo called the Poseidon is already a matter of fact, and the Defense Department has acknowledged it exists. 100 megaton. Now, imagine 300 megatons, so that's 900 megatons, so that's 900 million, almost a billion, but 900 million megatons, tons of TNT, okay, 900 million. The thing is that the timing of the detonations was totally unique and totally timed within the microseconds. The Russians built specific subs for those 300 megaton weapons. Now, someone say, well, I Googled it. There is no such thing. Then you're a gaggling goose. No offense. Or a gaggling Google goose, GGG. Because what I'm telling people is this. You've got to understand one thing about the Russians, and I've dealt with some of them, and I'll tell you what, not the the disinformation, the Cold War and stuff, but I've sat down with them, I've never been a spy, I've never received any payment, but I only am trying to be faithful. It looks like my time of being faithful. I'm not saying I'm going to be killed outside of whatever God's got planned for me, but I am telling you this, there's no greater danger. So Putin using technical means that even our Pentagon denies exist just demonstrated. Now, why is this critical, Doug? Why is Tonga? Why was Tonga chosen? Because, ladies and gentlemen, and this is really bad, but that was the least densely populated in the world. Thank you, Eric. There we go. That they could demonstrate their effect. If they've done this to the West Coast, they, the Russians, done this to the United States, West Coast, East Coast, and Gulf Coast, we wouldn't be around even now. So I want people to understand something. It is consistent with what Russia has asked for, and we have so, how do I say this? You couldn't do a worse job of destroying the U.S. military than you could have unless it was intentional. And why would it be intentional, Doug? Because somebody wants the United States out of the way and they want to kill 250 million Americans. And what is really problematic in this is the fact that, and people will have a hard time with this, and I say what I've said all along, take it to the Lord in prayer. There are three 300 megaton weapons, three 300, that's 900 megatons, you know, 900 megatons. In essence, what was on Tonga, here you go, is on the West Coast, East Coast, and Gulf Coast. Do you think that would give people a rather sobering consideration? And if that's true, then do you think maybe the demonstration was a reasonable thing to show? And by the way, one of the Russians who I pay attention to, I don't speak Russian. I'm not a Russian sympathizer. I'm a weapons guy. I love keeping track of weapons, who has and who hasn't, okay? And all I can come up with, Doug, in a forensic weapon overview. Now, somebody said, well, you don't know all the top secret stuff. No, but I know the F-35s are crashing. No, I know that Russia's electronic warfare weapons, that one MiG-31 can basically disable a $1.9 billion missile cruiser called the Donald S. Cook. I know that the Typhoon aircraft and others cannot penetrate the electronic warfare net that Russia has pretty much put over their entire nation's western border. And also, because there's no truth coming from, quote, that's top secret. Top secret is nothing more, and I mean, there are times to keep stuff quiet. But what you're seeing, ladies and gentlemen, is a demonstration of some of the most sophisticated weapons design in the history of the world. And we're seeing, by the way, we're seeing the orchestrated, I believe, under the control, the ultimate puppet master is Lucifer, but he wants nothing more than to destroy the people of God. He wants to destroy everything that God created. Now, see, if you don't have a context of God, you don't believe that the Bible's saying what it means what it says, tell me then how we can be in the times of the book of Revelation on universal ID. You won't be able to buy, sell, or trade. We're coming into famine. The four horsemen of the apocalypse are riding. And people say, oh, that's just fear porn. Let me share this. Was it fear porn to warn people about the coming plague? Was it fear porn to warn the people about the bioweaponization and the combination of Ebola and smallpox? You know, was it any fear porn to tell people the truth? See, the truth has to be denigrated. Truth tellers, this is why Doug mentioned, ladies and gentlemen, the purpose of our fundraiser is to keep it on. The platform, Hagman, the purpose of fundraiser on my side is to bring probably in reality, somebody says, you always make promises and don't deliver. I never had one complaint about the last fundraiser we did. And I never, Doug, this is really critical. I never put out to the public, if I'm on Coast to Coast or whatever, and I don't do many shows, I never put out, if you will, that which other people have paid for, unless it's four or five, and I did that, four or five images of, you know, the hundreds of artifacts that Jesse has found in the expedition. This has been going on for 2 years. And again, I want people to understand something. I'm willing to not only go the extra mile, I'm willing to spend what it takes to get what it takes to convince people that the greatest threat beyond this, and the United States can disappear and Bible prophecy can still go on, is the fake alien invasion, that the aliens created us, that the aliens are coming to save us, that the aliens have been in flying saucers over Malmstrom Air Force Base, which is in Montana, and all of the different alien stories. I put one up today. Someone's flying in an airplane or filming, and it's good and clear. Objects that are changing or morphing, you know. So, Doug, what we're talking about today is technology that's so beyond the average person, but life goes on. People say, hey, things, you know, hey, everything's normal. And then my favorite is nothing you've said has come to pass. I get that all the time. Are you kidding me? And I want to take a certain individual on, and this is a concept. I have never said that God put this in the Word of God, word for word, that I stated 7 years ago, and someone said, oh, you're a megalomaniac. No, I'm just stating the record. The record is this, that God, and this is something he gave to me instantly, before he allows Russia and China, think back 7 years, were we at the point where Russia gave us 24 to 48 hours to either honor the treaty or it's game on as a World War III?
No.
Has that ever, Doug, it's never happened.
No.
So I think it's important that people understand the context of something. When I said before, God allows Russia and China to destroy the United States in a nuclear war, he's going to reveal the sins of the leaders to the people and the people's sins before a holy God. And I want people to understand the basis scriptural background of that is be sure your sins will find you out. Jesus said there's nothing that's been hidden that isn't going to be made known. And again, the illustration, give others from the Word of God. God always warns. He says, surely he will do nothing. God will do nothing except he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The office of a prophet, and I'm not one, nor ever have claimed to be, is a different calling than i.e. a watchman. But the idea that is got to get through to everybody is that the demonstrations of the advanced Russian weaponry is absolutely for the benefit of bringing, at this point, the United States and NATO to the bargaining table. Now, there are people that are just, let's say this, having a problem with their digestive tract, how's this for tactful, and green apples, okay? And there's a statement, and I'll let people figure that one out. But when you understand that you cannot manufacture a catch-up weapon system. Now, look, I'm into the advanced stuff. I know about TR-3Bs, TR-4Bs. Been talking about for 20 years. So has Hawk.
Yep.
Doug, even the picture that I put up on the private briefing of Black Star caused such a commotion. That picture of the Black Star was courtesy of Jesse G, who will be, God willing, and I mean this literally, the story he will tell of what the hell he has had to go through to get even the artifacts and what we're doing, not we. I'm just the guy that's the producer and the, I guess, the paymaster of getting this stuff done. And getting this stuff done means when you go into Mexico, you go into Latin America, you do not take advantage of the people. You don't. My last email to Jesse said, treat everybody with the ultimate respect, dignity, and pay them. And some, Doug, some of these guys don't make over $200 a year, and we pay them $100 a day in the field.
Yep.
Now, that's not because I'm the tooth fairy. I believe when you sow into someone's life generously, that you're honoring God. You know, I know you and I have both dealt with some amazingly generous people to us, and then we get, you know, beat up for someone that's complaining, I'll use that word, over $9.95 or whatever. So ladies and gentlemen, this fundraiser is critical. And when I say critical, people say, if I even use words like that, oh, I'm just a showman. You're just trying to hawk your wares. And you're just chicken poop. I'm sorry. And somebody said, why do you waste so much time? Because I'm having to deal with this right now in the background of trying to get the fundraiser carried off. And I want to share this. When Jesse G talks about what's going on, I can see the proof. I can see the pictures of holes drilled in his wall from the intelligence agency next door in his apartment. I can see that stuff. But more importantly, I was able to validate through a third party how many intelligence agencies were on Jesse's tail. And I said, I don't know how you do it. But God has prepared him. And God, how do I say this? to tell the truth is not embellishment, just like what I'm saying right now. What do I have to gain? Doug, and I want your feedback on this. What do either one of us have to gain by telling people that truly their lives are at risk? And what do we have to gain by that? You know, someone says, well, you're going to gain a subscription to your private briefing. By the way, private briefings have gone to a separate subscription base due to they're going to expand dramatically. And I mean that. And you can go and go to gen6.com and the private briefing is there. It is by subscription only. And nothing that is on the subscription only, the people who are on my podcast are going to get, they'll get the overview, but they're not going to get the details, nor do I have time on my podcast to bring in live feeds or pre-recorded feeds from different places around the world, because it's just not me. This is a collective effort. This is just not Doug and I. There's other people that input, and all you guys have prayed for us. You've helped us financially. So who else would benefit first and foremost? And contrary to what some people think, I think it's interesting. If you're a plumber, it's okay that you make money. And I've never said I'm a minister. And Doug, here's the thing. What we are doing is fighting for the survival of the human race. When I started talking about genetic engineering, the alien issue is the foundation for that whole line of reasoning, knowledge, and destruction of the human race. We are, nobody in the world has been talking about the extinction of the human genome longer than I have. Is that megalomaniac? Am I a megalomaniac? Most people accuse me of that, don't even know what the word means. Fear porn. Are you kidding me? Look up the Greek word for porn. What they do is they take, and that's a CIA term, like, what else do they call us? Doomsayers or whatever?
Conspiracy theorists and such.
Conspiracy theorists. Yeah. Look up the word conspiracy. And I will freely admit, if you understood the word conspiracy, two or more people agreeing ahead of time, usually on an illegal act, that those who are trying to undermine the information, we'll call it a theory. Doug, how many conspiracy theories have come to pass? Everything we've warned about, people say, well, you guys told us that years ago. Yeah. But most people don't accept it until they see it. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, absolutely. And the reason, because a lot of times people will ask, well, why do you spend time addressing your critics? And I think this is really important for people to understand that the critics are not just, you know, a lot of times they're not just critics. They're people who are attempting to take down the information, to keep the information away from the general public. You'll hear, for example, Alex talking about, hey, they're trying to take me off the air, but very little content as to what that entails. Well, a lot of times, and that's smart on his part, a lot of times, you know, we've got the same thing in different parts, you know, or different angles, if you will. So the reason I'm saying this is because you have to understand when people, and I think, Steve, I think you're probably a prime exhibit of this. Early on, when people would call you a conspiracy kook and saying, well, this is not going to happen, or how can this ever be? You're seeing everything that you talked about before being played out, most everything being played out right now, and you are long ahead of everyone else. So now at this point, you've got to be really, I mean, and I have to say this, the intensity of the people going against your information has got to ramp up. Because it is getting out there right now. It's they're losing the narrative. People. Yep. So this makes it very dangerous, because dangerous for you, dangerous for others. And I think people need to know exactly how dangerous it is. And with Jesse out there putting together some artifacts and some verifications and fines and such, and how it applies to today, and how it applies to the people who are running the game and attempting to create our lives or take over our lives. I mean, this all fits together from what you were talking about 25 years ago to the present day. It all fits. So people need to know this, because it's dangerous out there. It really is, for the truth to get out. People are dying. I mean, you know, people are dying. So
Yeah, and I can tell you this, that some people will say, well, because Doug, and they've said this to both of us, so you know this, and Steve are still alive, that just tells they're just in it for this, that, or the other thing. Look, I believe that all liars go to hell, okay? I believe that I cannot lie. I believe I've been suckered on some articles I've posted, and then when if I post an article and I take it down, I can only do the best. Look, we're up against the most sophisticated intelligence agencies in the world. We will be taken down at some point. But I find it interesting, Doug, that you and I are on what's, you know, tonight, January 19th, and we've got a little time, 24 to 48 hours. Now, what will Russia do? First of all, I want you to understand they have nuclear weapons in Cuba already. They have nuclear weapons in Venezuela already. But one of the most interesting things, can I say something? The nuclear weapons that are in Venezuela aren't just Russian. They're also Iranian. And I got a text late last night. And when I say last night, I mean early morning, because nights are, for my estimation, nights start about midnight, okay? And that would be midnight, but that's when I get stuck, because 14 hours ahead or 12 hours ahead, different places of the world, 8 hours ahead in the case of Switzerland. And God bless you, Manuel, for the job you did of strange sounds. The point is that the accuracy, and this was from a missile designer. He said, Steve, I'm astonished. I'm confounded. He said, the Iranians now can place a 3-inch and hit a 3-inch target from 4,000 miles away. That's pretty sophisticated, I would say this, functional guidance or terminal guidance, which just means the missile hits its designated target. So if I'm trying to save someone's life, how is that to scare them? Let's now just change, put this into perspective. Doug, this is manipulated, this whole food crisis, this whole COVID bioweapon thing. And I believe that the Chinese spoke the truth, maybe the only time. But they did speak the truth when they say our bioweapon has destroyed the West. Now, look at the food shortages. So whatever happens, ladies and gentlemen, whatever beyond a, let's say, demonstration of Washington and New York or whatever the two states are, or NORAD, you know, in Colorado Springs, once those disappear, what happens? Russia has moved anti-satellite weapons into the range of military satellite command, control, and communications. They have also demonstrated by shooting down one of their old satellites that they can do it. Russia can do what it says, and it's demonstrating it can do what it says. Now I want to take the food and the famine issue. Russia has no problem with a drought right now. Russia has no problem with Lake Baikal having 25% of the world's fresh water. Russia has no problem with you know, gazillions of dollars in debt. And when you take in the derivative debt that's upon the U.S. dollar and dollar-denominated assets and paper, this paper, that, it's in the quadrillions of dollars. And even then, Doug, it gets into numbers that most people can't even embrace. So not only are we dealing with the potential of some major cities. Now, here's what President Putin said. Disappearing with nuclear strikes. And believe me, it's not going to be in the kiloton range. The point is that we're facing warnings that have been demonstrated. People say, oh, Tonga was just a normal event. No, it wasn't. I've been writing about volcanoes, produced the movie Cascade, dealing with the naysayers, but the people that want Yellowstone to blow up. The point is, all those things are happening now. But what's critical is there are defined signatures of the difference between a volcanic explosion and also a nuclear explosion. And for the record, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure the sampling's already going on in the atmosphere to find out where the plutonium was made. And every nuclear weapon has a signature of the country based on the plutonium or whatever the fissionable or fusionable elements are. So that's going on right now. And I believe this is I believe the pucker factor in the Pentagon, that sounds almost like a book should be written, is got to be extreme, because you can deny the reality that something exists. I'll give you a good example. Well, I just don't believe any of this stuff is true. Then why are you listening to Doug? Why are you listening? Oh, you guys are educational and are not educational. What's the word? Entertaining. But here's the deal. Going beyond that, stuff is really happening. And the food situation is dire. And it's dire beyond anything the country has ever experienced before. And when you take the four horsemen of the apocalypse, the book of Revelation, and you get in what, chapter 6, you get into the food issue. You've got the four horsemen, famine, war, disease. And obviously the rider on the white horse, that people argue over that. That's not Jesus, because it's in the context of judgment. And Jesus doesn't come back until later. And you can argue, well, he's coming soon. What happens if this thing takes place? Well, people are going to be surprised. And if you think that Russia doesn't know how to guide missiles in with 100 megaton warheads, 25 megaton warheads, bunker busters, and you see the idle threats coming from, I think, was it Senator Wicker and Joe Biden on red line phones to Putin, always threatened him. Well, we're going to cut you off of SWIFT. Well, the international funds transfer between nations, between people. You know, all I can say to you is Russia's built their economy free from dependence upon the West. They have no debt. Doug, they have no debt. Yep. So how do you threaten somebody that has no debt that you're going to cut them off? You can't. But how does Russia then respond to that? Simple. They hit an EMP attack, an electromagnetic pulse, or an electronic warfare attack upon the computer systems of the United States, the financial systems. They hit the power grid. They hit the, if you will, the transfer of electronic data. Look, cyber warriors are good at what they do, and they know how to do it. So can they put specific pressure on specific places in the power grid? Yeah. Can they interfere with communications? Yeah. So this is what people have got to understand. They've just given us a 24 to 48 hour deadline. But the food, what happens now, Doug? And we know that, in a couple days, that all food coming from Mexico is going to be stopped. I don't know if people know that, but the same thing is going on in Canada. Let's go to Canada. It's a $700 billion economy between the United States and Canada. And so what happens to everything that comes from Canada? Oh, by the way, it's meat, it's pharmaceuticals. And let's get to the pharmaceuticals. Necessary drug from aspirin to whatever operational anesthesia they need, and painkillers, and heart medicine, and insulin. Ladies and gentlemen, the ramifications are I went into a three-letter, drugstore in Bozeman the other day, Doug, and it was so poorly merchandised, but the reason they were trying to merchandise it, there wasn't enough stuff. And I went to the eye care and ear care. Then I went to, I needed some Excedrin migraine, and there was none there. There was their brand. But as you looked around, here's the feeling I got. Maybe some of you are getting this feeling too. It was dead, Doug. The economy that used to be so vibrant, the biggest drugstore chain that used to at least have stocked shelves, and now all across the country, the shelves are going empty. And ladies and gentlemen, that's a globalist plan. Henry Kissinger's word, with food, they control the people. Or I wish he would have added the other thing, which he implied, or kill the people. By the way, one of the spokeswomen for the UN made that statement. We control the food. We decide who lives and who dies. Here's an email coming in from a gentleman. And basically, he said, when he got to Florida, he was helping his dad pick and deliver fruit by the bags to neighbors, as well as, bring to church and share with people. In addition, gallons of orange juice are made. Grapefruit trees have probably 100 fruits in it. Just driving down the street, neighbors had bushes and boxes filled with citrus that you could just take, or they would be thrown away. Now, 2022, he says, grapefruit tree has 9 grapefruit. Juice orange tree, Tropicana variety, has 2 oranges. These are trees. Tangerine, one tree had about 100. Other tree, 3. Other orange tree that we used to deliver bags of fruit to neighbors, I see about 7 oranges on. Citrus greening is destroying my citrus, and at least 65% of Florida citrus has been wiped out as well. You know? So, wow. So here's the deal. Everything, and I said this years ago, we will come to the point where everything we've taken for granted will be taken from us. Do you remember that statement?
Yes.
Everything we've taken for granted will be taken from us. We've taken our freedoms and liberties. We've taken them for granted. We have watched the decimation of the veterans of the United States be lied to the point that suicide is the most prevalent cause of death for veterans. The war on veterans has been a multi-presidential war, achieving its zenith under the abomination that brought us desolate. Remember this too? I would put this into everyone's remembrance. The statement that the abomination of desolation made was that America is the greatest country in the world, and we intend to change all that. Remember the buzzword for change? And I want to make this clear. It's not a political issue. It is a spiritual issue. You can look in the book of Ezekiel, which I encourage you to do. Before God destroyed, obviously, the people in his temple that were doing all sorts of abominable things, he showed the prophet Ezekiel. And how many people are talking? The neat thing about that is the people of God, God put his mark on their lives. And the angel, the destroying angels, went through the city, and God tells them, don't spare any man, any woman, any child. That's why people, oh, God's a meanie. No, God is a God of holiness and justice. So this is what freaks people out. It's okay for the Satanists to say whatever they want. It's okay for the occultists to go any place they want. It's okay for whatever secret society to basically inaugurate anybody into, as long as you know that you've got secrets that nobody else does. Jesus said he does nothing in secret. Everything he said in public. So this is a warning. This is why this is a bellwether harbinger broadcast. Because, ladies and gentlemen, someone says, what happens in 48 hours if we're not destroyed? I didn't say that. I said he gave us 24 to 48 hours. He would use military means and technical means. And the technology that the Russians possess. Go look up Vladimir Zhirinovsky. I won't even try spelling it. Zhirinovsky. Talking about in the years that he ran for president, 20 years ago maybe? And I could be off on that, but he was talking about the Ellipton, E-L-L-I-P-T-O-N, and it may just have one. But with it, he said, look, we have weapons in Russia. That's that long ago that could split the earth. Anybody familiar with Tesla physics is knowing that Tesla made that claim. And the Russians are 20 years ahead of us. And I want to remind everybody of this. In cyber warfare, the person that Biden's administration wanted to appoint to take over the cyber warfare command, he said, nothing doing. There's no way for us to catch up. We're 20 years behind. 20 years of weapon development, 20 years of advanced weapon development, and then the budget that Russia has. The West used to look at it, wow, look at all the money we have. Look at what Russia has. Russia doesn't pay off its defense contractors. Russia doesn't have a military industrial complex equal to the United States. And so what I'm saying is they can use their astounding amount of assets to focus on building stuff. Russia has civil defense, and civil defense is critical, Doug, because if you can launch an attack on an enemy and they have no civil defense and you have civil defense, you just won the war. Go ahead. Mm.
You're exactly right. I'm getting something here in real time. I just want to put this out to you. I didn't mean to sound like I wasn't paying attention, but as you were talking, the Russian, the activity, hang on just one second here, with Ukraine, I'm going to bring this back up again. Apparently, Steve, apparently there's been some overflights and some, let me get the exact verbiage here so I don't screw this up. Massive intelligence gathering effort underway over Europe. 10 surveillance aircraft from multiple NATO members, including Britain, flew over the Baltics and Ukraine. And there's a graphic I sent to Eric. I don't know how, I mean, it's a huge graphic. So it, but it does show the collection of NATO and Swedish ISR flights from the end of last year to the present day. And it's just amazing to see what is taking place that we in the West are not really being told about, which hooks into your conversation about really, you know, really what's going on. And the fact that I don't think the United States, well, Steve, let me ask you, does the average person, to your in your view, and there it is right there, there's the graphic, and thank you, Eric, about the various flight tracks, the ADSB flight tracks from the, really from the end of December of last year through yesterday. The NATO ISR flights specifically, and then, of course, the Swedish ISR flights in addition. But this is what we're looking at. This is what's going on, folks. This massive underway related to Ukraine in the face of a potential Russian invasion and a larger scale war against Russia, including NATO and the United States. So how far could Russia sleepwalk us into like a Vietnam War situation with respect to the Ukraine invasion? Or will it be a one and done in the larger nuclear, if you will, category? So this is not good.
It's not good.
Does the average person out there, Steve, do you think that they're aware of this? I mean, are people aware of how tenuous things are?
No.
I didn't think so.
And where is the church?
Yes.
Where is the church warning? Where is the church preparing? Look, if I've got a mega church and I know that, give the number that attend, how are those people going to eat? How are those people going to even take care of their children when there's no diapers, there's no food for the kids? How are people going to live? The answer is that they're not. They're going to die. And I know people that have had visions 20 years ago of literally pastors being ripped from their pulpits and say, now I'm not favorable to this, I'm just telling you, these are visions from 20 years ago. People grabbing them and saying, you lied to us. Why didn't you tell us this was coming? And Doug, you know why? And I know why, and I'll tell everybody. Years ago, it was brought to my attention how some of the biggest ministries, both men and women, had their preparations, had their places to flee to. One even has a readout in Alaska, and also, by the way, the jet to get there. I don't begrudge anybody anything. I do begrudge putting your sheep out for slaughter. And I can only say the obvious. Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters? Who are you going to call? Your pastor? He's going to be gone unless he's stupid enough to stick around. And anybody who's a pastor would realize that King David is probably the best example. Or even Joseph, when the people of God were starving, he broke into the warehouses, the storehouses, and distributed the wheat. Also, David did that. King David did that. So the point I want people to understand is that when you hear of, and this is important, when you hear of 22,000 pounds of hamburger or this being recalled, nobody to my knowledge has ever followed up on the recall, suspected of salmonella, suspected of listeria, suspected of glass particles. Ladies and gentlemen, that stuff's all going to the dumbs, the deep underground military bases. Doug, when you ask me the question, how many people know? I would say 95% don't. How many people care? I'd say probably maximum 10% care. How many people can understand the R word, ramifications? Maybe 5%. And how many people recognize that with what's going on, what they don't know can kill them? So here's the deal. God said it. If you claim to be a Christian, get mad at him. And I mean, it's what a stupid thing to do. But God said his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. His people. He didn't say the infidels. And by the way, Jesus addressed the non-believers. He said the children in their generation are wiser than the children of light. You know? And ladies and gentlemen, like, I think the reason we are like sheep led to the slaughter is because we never learned what a wolf is, and we never learned what a prostitute in the pulpit is. And I believe, as I believe it was Charles Finney that made the statement, when nations die, it's because truth perishes from the pulpit. That's not his exact words, but the idea is this. When there was a land that preached repentance, when there was a land that preached gratefulness to the living God, when there was a land that recognized, you know, in God we trust, and you know, all the things we used to honor, when church bells used to ring across. Now, look, I'm no Pollyanna. I know those days are gone. So, Doug, here's a question for you as an investigator. What does God do to get his people's attention when basically they say, oh, I believe, you know, Jesus was really a good man, but he's not relevant? That's what they say. Oh, I believe that the Great Spirit, everybody gets to him one way or the other, misrepresenting it. How does God get people's attention, in your opinion?
Well, in my opinion, I mean, a loving father would mete out both punishment and,
Well, you're using the word correction, okay?
Correction. Thank you. Yeah, exactly. You know, you want to correct the behavior of a wayward son, wayward daughter, wayward family. So you're going to enact some sort of correction if you're a loving God, loving father, and I believe that to be the case. So, you know, first of all, hey, I need your attention. Pay attention. And then listen to what I'm saying. Watch what's happening, and then adjust your behavior accordingly. That's kind of the thought I have. If that
right.
answers
that's,
your question,
that's a good thought. But there comes a time when a loving father will let his wayward son, like the prodigal. You know, it wasn't so much the prodigal son; it was a prodigal father, because the father is the key person in that whole parable. I mean, sometimes, and God will give nations the freedom they are demanding, just like God gave Israel a king, and Samuel's going, Lord, they won't listen to me, Samuel. And God spoke to Samuel, says, Samuel, they have not rejected you, they have rejected me. That's why there's such a bastardized, and that's a word to not offend anybody. That word bastard is what God applied to the offspring, which would be the giants of the fallen angels having sex with earth women and producing giants. That's what God called bastards, an unnatural combination or a hybrid of what was never meant to be, because everything in the book of Genesis is after its kind and likeness. So now we've got a situation, Doug, that we are seeing, and we better cover this because I know we got a little bit of time left. We're seeing the cooperation with the extinction of humanity by no over dramatization of how deadly the vaccines are, how deadly the tests are. Now we find out, and this was a story 2 days ago, that the Chinese are working on cloning whoever they want. They have the DNA of anybody who's ever been tested for COVID, and that's in the billions. They have the DNA of, I'm told, just about every American citizen person. Why is that? Because, again, nobody realized that the day would come when you could design a bioweapon for specific genetic groups, what they call haplogroups, and target, let's say this, you want to target the Icelandic people. They have the most unique, I would say, controlled DNA in the world. And obviously, they're unique because of their island, their segregation, and they tend to marry amongst themselves. But you can identify whatever, Indo-Europeans, you can identify Eurasians, you can identify, you know, Cherokee Indians. You can, any unique group, that's called a haplogroup. But here's the big change. With all of the genetic manipulation advances, now you can target individuals. And I take that statement serious at the loss of my friend, your friend, and our beloved brother, Russ Dizdar, and his wife, Shelley.
Yep.
I do. So, you know, when people say, oh, you're just being melodramatic, you don't know that for sure. I certainly do. I wrote a book on it, and I also was the only one on talk radio. You have to hear this. What are my bona fides? Nobody made the effort and wrote about it and spoke about it on talk radio longer or harder than I did because of Project Coast. Go look it up, C-O-A-S-T. Project Coast, South African. Look up Wouter Basson. I mean, you know, one of the most famous scientists in the world. The deal is that it's critical that people quit cooperating with the extinction of the human race. We hear every day this woman gets a shot in her, you know, second shot, and she's carrying a baby, and she basically has a miscarriage. And the baby comes out with all kinds of problems, even though it's dead. I mean, there's problems. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you something. I can take you to the book of Esdras, you know, which is in the Dead Sea Scrolls and was in some of the Bibles, and basically show you where there's a scripture there that says, your women, your, and this is the word, your menstruous women will give birth to monsters. How many people know that? And see, they just, they won't do the research. They won't delve. They won't seek out the scriptures to see if these things be true. And now we're seeing all kinds of unusual things in the animal kingdom. Well, I can only tell you this. The reason, and people need to hear this, bestiality was forbidden in the Old Testament and has been a taboo, except in contemporary times, is the fact that in the days of pure genetic stock and energy, there was a energy source from original creation, God. In other words, we were meant to live forever, and that transferred. So God's word was, you don't just put the animal to death and go, poor animal, you put the person to death too, because of the hybrids. And now we're in the place, in my opinion, where the whole earth is corrupt. And again, people are, their hearts are failing them for fear, Doug, of looking after the virus that's coming upon the earth.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because it was your book that awakened me to something called the chimera. Okay. And I don't want to get too far into the weeds here, but, you know, people talk, for example, about receiving monoclonal antibodies. Now, it's my understanding that monoclonal antibodies, by interviewing an immunologist who is a practicing one in the field, they come from three sources. One of the three sources is a chimera, a human mouse chimera, meaning that the mouse has human lung tissue and lungs, but, you know, proportionate lungs. So when I thought about this, and it's, you kind of like almost miss it. Okay, this is what's taking place. This is how monoclonal antibodies for COVID-19 are produced. But you don't stop and think, well, wait a second. You're telling me that a mouse has got human lung tissue and it's a chimera, that this is how it's being made? So the reason I mention that is I go back to your book, I believe it was Genetic Armageddon, talking about that very issue. And you were the first one that ever, to me, introduced that whole concept to me. And, of course, that goes back into Genesis, and it goes back into the corruption of man and beast. So go ahead, sir. I just wanted to bring that out before sure.
And now forgot. We're at the point with 5G. And listen, people have got to understand, if the airlines and their instrumentation, they're worried that right now, Doug, there are airlines specific that won't fly into specific airports if they have 5G. If people understood the whole 5G energy projection, and if you put it together with the nanotechnology that's going into the vaccines, if you put it together with the micro, and that's not even the correct term, but I would say this, molecular machines and the ability of bringing those together, then all of the stuff that people have warned about, that's just a conspiracy theory. There's a reason, ladies and gentlemen, it is an electronic activation net. So, you know, if airplanes don't want to fly into it, why should people embrace it? So, I'm late. I'm going to be 3 milliseconds faster than 4G or 3G or OG, you know? And by the way, there is a 6G coming. And guess what that's called by the people that developed it? Genesis 6. I'm not kidding you. Again, Tracy Yates, kudos to him. He's the one that wrote about it first. I didn't know it existed, but Tracy did. So here's the deal. And again, I keep saying that because people are cooperating in their own death. They're either going to die or they're going to be delivered. You can't deliver yourself. You can't outthink Lucifer. You can't outmaneuver Lucifer. You can't make a deal with him. Well, actually, that's not true, because the majority of our Congress and Senate and a lot of important people have already made their deal to Lucifer, but at the cost of their eternal soul. And you know, when I'm talking about Lucifer, Doug, you know that more people believe Lucifer is real than they believe Jesus is real?
Yeah, which I don't quite understand. If you believe in one, it stands to reason you would believe in the other. But yeah. What do I know? But yeah,
but you're an investigator. You know what's obvious, okay?
Right.
Why is what's obvious automatically rejected, i.e. people who are vaccinated not getting COVID? There were less people in the hospital with COVID than the vaccinated. And that's why I call it a whack-a-scene. Whack means killing. Why is it that it's always manana or another thing? Well, you can't get by with 4 boosters, as Israel's finding out. You can't get by. And then you hear these lying devils. And again, I'm on record. You know, Fauci just released his financial statement. You know, that's been on file. And he said, well, you can get it. But no, the money he made is basically like the money a lot of the biggest political faces on TV screens made. And it's not in the millions, Doug. It's in the billions.
Oh, yeah.
Billion.
Yeah.
A billion is 1,000 million, you know? So what I think people have got to understand is this. The devil will reward in this life all the money, all the power, all the sensuality that the person that he wants to seduce to produce the ultimate destruction of the human race, they're willing to take, okay? Whether it's cocaine-laced ice cream, whether it's, pay attention to that statement, whether it's, you know, a promise of eternal life apart from God, that's a basis of transhumanism. It's a basis of attacking the word of God in the garden when, you know, don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That was the only thing God forbid Adam and Eve not to do, you know? But the devil comes along, and what does he focus on? It's like the old movie, I think, one thing, okay? And that's why the temptation is so great for people on earth to basically believe a lie, because the ultimate seducer of the universe is Satan. And now I'm seeing people saying, well, they're not the same people. Well, Lucifer and Satan, Lucifer was named in heaven. Satan simply means the adversary. And so the greatest conspiracy in the world is the one that all mythology, all legends go back to, the war of gods and men. And the thing is that it's all playing out before us now. So the ultimate extinction of the human race is such an important point. Of course, if you don't believe Jesus, you're not going to accept that either. But it doesn't make the words of Jesus of none effect. If he, God, did not shorten the days for the elect's sake, the elect are those who have chosen to repent, ask Jesus to come in their life, be their personal Lord and Savior, then there'd be no flesh left alive. And imagine, Doug, a bioweapon with such genetic exact, genetic exact killing ability and you can pretty wipe out, you can wipe out a lot of people. So again, the lateness of the hour, if you just take it, look at all the people that aren't going to have medicine. Look at all the people, and I'm not putting medicine down. I'm just saying this, that if it's based on the herbs of the field, God said he gave those for the healing of nations. And I'm not saying go out and smoke pot. Some people say, well, then that's an herb. No, I'm not saying that, you know, or go out and do mushrooms, okay? Well, you know, microdosing on psilocybin, I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is this, that if there's a way to turn something meant for good in the original creation, Satan will try and take that and make it evil and bad. So, you know, the bottom line is that as we are on the podcast tonight, things are becoming, how do I say this, more perilous. And the Apostle Paul talks about it. You know, we're going to be in perilous times. And I have a new statement. Of all the times not to be careless, or of all the times, yeah, not to be careless, it's at the times that have become the most perilous, you know? And then, you know, it's interesting, too, because a lot of people you and I both talk to say, I could care less. If I die, I go to be with Jesus. Well, that's true if you're a Christian. But what could you have done if you believed the word and made a difference in somebody's life? Now, I believe that there are people that get to heaven, you know, on deathbed confessions, you know, and I believe that's as legitimate as anybody else's salvation. But there is the reward of faithfulness and righteousness. And Jesus said, be faithful, and I'll give you the crown of life.
And you know, to what you're saying, one thing I've been seeing of late are people who are not thinking about their children and grandchildren. And I understand, I understand how people think in a sense. But you know, to say, look, I don't care if take me home right now. But what have you done? And this is kind of my question and the way I look at myself. What have I done to make my children and their children, their lives better? You know, because the way I see it, my generation, and you know what? Our generation, Steve, have left this mess into the laps of our children and grandchildren, unlike previous generations of recent times. So while it sounds okay, in a sense, well, take me home, I'm ready, I think that there's a level of responsibility that we have to live up to. Let us take care of what we need to take care of and then take us home, if that makes any sense whatsoever.
That makes a lot of sense because the Bible says the righteous man considers his children's children. That would be the grandchildren. And God has in history skip one generation for the generation that would be coming. Now, the younger people in our generation, I would say they would be the equivalent of my grandchildren's age. You know, I would say this, anybody probably under, I don't have grandchildren at 30 years old. I think my oldest is 17. But the point being is that they've been raised in an ungodly environment. They don't know history due to the, if you will, the divorcing of history. I have another statement. They who become divorced from history or allow themselves to become divorced from history end up eternally, eternally damned, okay? Some people say, who are you to tell people damned, you know? And Doug, you know what? The day is coming when us contending with the faith, one thing I never thought is that the people that would fight the truth the hardest would be those who claim to be, you know, quote unquote, good Christians. There's no such thing as a good Christian. There's only redeemed Christians. The people who claim they're good people, I won't even say who, they always try and commend themselves. They believe they're good people. But without Jesus, they end up the same place. Good is a word can only be applied to God. When people came to Jesus and said, good master, he'd say, why call ye me good? For only our Heavenly Father is good. You know, Jesus wouldn't even allow the word good to be used in his presence. So why then let's take bad. Let's take the word bad. People who are bad take great pleasure in their badness. If I could say another name, for Satan as adversary, I'd say his unroyal badness, okay? His unroyal badness, because he wants the worship of people. And this is the biggest issue that I think Christians are missing. The whole point in bringing about this third world war, whenever it happens, however it happens, is to then say that was Armageddon, for the man of peace to come on the scene. All the people are jumping up and down for the rebuilding of the temple. Jesus said our bodies, the temple of the Holy Ghost, but that doesn't seem to be relevant. I'm not saying the words of Jesus aren't relevant. I'm just saying the understanding is not relevant. And then the world will give their power unto him. I still get emails, people saying, I can't help it, Steve. I believe Obama's the Antichrist. Well, Obama could be voted in as president of the world right now, but he's waiting for some reason. So ladies and gentlemen, the important thing to understand about it, you're in a battle whether you want to admit it or not. And the people that sell Iran short, they don't know their biblical history or their literal history. Of all the kingdoms of the world, it took two of God's mighty archangels, both Michael and Gabriel, to stand against the prince of Persia, who was withstanding the answer to Daniel the prophet's prayer. And if you look at the history of Persia and the Persian Empire, whatever, meaning supernatural evil that controls nations beyond the sight of humans, the Persian Empire is one of the most powerful, supernaturally and evil empires in history. So much so that they withstood the answer. Now, I don't understand this, Doug. How God can be God, yet the fighting of Michael and Gabriel against the prince and power over Persia, and that's a supernatural entity, I don't have an answer for that. But it shows the battle that even Daniel had to fight in seeking God for his answer. And the angel said, fear not, Daniel, for the time you first prayed, we were sent to give you the answer to your prayer, but the prince of Persia withstood us. And Doug, in the world today, in the United States, any reality that exists outside of the controlled lying narrative is automatically rejected. So Twitter, twatter, your blood will splatter, Faces of Death book, you've already built a dossier, and I don't think people understand it. Social media is the ultimate spy vehicle for every sort of information on everybody to be accumulated with no cost.
Right.
That's why we got free internet. So you know, it was a genius, supernatural genius orchestration of Satan to bring those, what do you call them, social media sites on into the contemporary human experience.
And to watch people play into that, their egos being such, I'm going to do a 2-minute, 3-minute video of whatever, you know, whatever they might be doing. And then providing, of course, through social media, like Facebook, now Meta, Metaverse, ultimately, providing all of this information for data collection to be used against them, and they can't see it because of the ego factor that gets in the way. I mean, it is biblical, obviously. It's biblical. And let me go back to, you were talking about Iran, or Persia. If I could ask you, where do you see, if at all, where do you see Syria in this? Because I'm seeing Syria pop up in different areas. Damascus, of course, you know, the scripture about Damascus.
Being destroyed, Syria. Right. You know, it's interesting. I think it's obvious that the globalists want to get rid of Syria. I know that Israel bombed Syria, and I got to be honest, I don't understand why the nation that has the longest history of supporting Christians has become the pariah to all nations. By the way, Russia has moved in there, but I don't understand this, because basically, people quote the scripture that Damascus has become a ruinous heap, okay? That's the one they usually quote. Right. But see, that's in the context of a bigger picture. And Syria is right now, pun intended, Syria is not the serious issue. What you and I have talked about, hopefully covered today, is. And just to recapture that, how long do we have?
We've got about 15 minutes, Steve.
Okay. The ultimatums that have been given to the United States by Russia have been demonstrated. The desire to destroy the United States has been underscored by Xi Jinping, CCP, communist, communist central, Chinese Communist Party. I was thinking of PRC. The bottom line is, made the statement, we defeated the United States with our bioweapon. Then the Chinese statement, now they have all the DNA of the USA, kind of rhymes. When we come into the United States, we will destroy every man, woman, and child. Dave Hodges has covered that for years, and we will think nothing of it. The Chinese polled their military. 80% said, no problem here. So isn't it interesting? We have traitors in the government who have made war on God, especially the Democratic platform. God has no place on our platform, and you have no place in his heaven. And the Republicans go, hey, the Democrats are getting paid $100-200 million apiece. We need to get some of that change. And guess what? You get a picture, and a picture plays out. Everybody is thinking about just the now. And the people that are betraying this nation, they have kids, they have grandkids. But back to your question, Doug, the grandkids are now being destroyed because Satan's skipping a middle generation. Oh, everybody who's taken, we're seeing 18-year-olds die. I'm not saying that. But now they're going after the infants. Even with statements coming from different health officials, one of the most famous outspoken scientists against vaccines was just murdered in the last, 48 hours. So we're back watching any opponents to the New World Order. And let's make this clear. The New World Order, the Great Reset, that's nothing more than Satan on earth ruling for 42 months from Jerusalem. And for some reason, that is his way of saying, God, this is the city of the great king, meaning Jesus. By the way, Satan knows who Jesus is. Unfortunately, most people who claim to know, they don't. But here's the deal. The timing of this event, look, we're seeing, again, the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And the word apocalypse means the unfolding. It means the revealing of hidden things. Apocalyptic means the events taking place. And John is the one attributed, the disciple, the apostle John, with the revelation of Jesus Christ. God chose John on the island of Patmos to reveal Jesus in his ascended kingly role. And Jesus was the only one to open the scrolls. It wasn't Nostradamus. It wasn't Mother Shipton. It wasn't anybody. Jesus is the only one that was found worthy to open the scrolls. And you know what's interesting? Because Revelation says, this is a book that if you read it, you'll be blessed. But if you add to it or subtract from it, God will add or subtract from basically his judgment on you. So most people, this means that, and this means that, and that didn't mean that. And, there's never been a time in history when the whole world could be marked, either on their forehead or on their arm, or nano-tattooed. I say this, nano-tattooed, now we could say and good, G-O-O-E-D. And isn't it interesting, Doug? 1973, 17, almost 39 years ago, the movie Soylent Green with Charlton Heston was made, where people, both living and dead, were turned into green wafers or protein. DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, just announced that they're going to have to, in essence, use unusual substances, that's goo, and goo is you. That's why people want to hydrolyze human bodies. Now there's a whole movement out there that's saying the greenest thing you can do is to be buried under a tree stump. Yeah. Well, seriously, I'm not telling people something that's made up. And so, in essence, this is what the X-Files movies did too. And by the way, the X-Files movie is probably one of the best movies, or two of them, that basically provided an understanding in the mindset of the elite and the whole alien deception and control of information, even at the level of the FBI level that was you know, in charge of finding out the results of the alien connection. But here's the deal. The black goo episode is it had the ability to take over the human body and dehumanize them. And basically, they became something else. A question I can't answer. This is known only to God. But I will say this. There are people who are claiming, and they're bright, that if you take the vaccine, you become something other than human. There are people who say, if people do something dumb to their bodies, they can still repent. Because the Bible says, and it shall come to pass, all who can't call upon the name of the Lord can be delivered. But that doesn't mean you'll be undone from a horrible way of dying. And notice this, Doug, this is really critical. As we approach this time, the central theme of no matter what we're talking about right now is death. Well, I want you to tell me something good. And again, I tell people this, okay? That people, and I think I said this on your show, peace has been taken from the earth. War is now, tell my people, peace has been taken from the earth. War is now upon them.
Last show we did.
We're seeing the vilification of Christians. Go ahead.
No, that last show we did together, that's exactly the message that you conveyed, that peace has been taken from the earth. And I so agree with you, especially in light of the recent events that have come to light with respect to Russia and Tonga, for example, and other things that are taking place right before our eyes. And you've been you've been in the forefront saying exactly that. So I appreciate that. Yeah.
Well, you know, one of the things I probably ask God multiple times a day, seriously, what more could I do? What more could I have done? Lord, and I'm not making this about me. I'm facing, as everyone's facing, obviously the end of life. You know, I almost lost it, whatever, 4 months ago or whatever. But also faithfulness. Faithfulness means full of faith. And the Lord said, when he returns, will he find faith in the earth? And I want to encourage the people of God. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. That's how God will deliver his people. But it's not, and I did a show the other day, Doug, on my podcast, the difference between assumption and presumption. Presumption has some evidence, you know, presumed innocent, what is it? You're presumed innocent until proven guilty, no longer, but that's what it used to be, the basis of the law. But assumption is you just jump to conclusions without any underlying evidence. That so troubled King David that he made the statement. He asked God to save him from the sin of presumption. That's another way of saying, look, I may know some things, but I can't base my actions on what I think I know, Lord. I can't go by what I've reasoned in my own mind. I need your external input into my life, God. And if the book of James says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously. I can't give someone else wisdom. That comes from God. You and I, Doug, give people knowledge, facts, okay? There used to be a Britannica or encyclopedia called the Book of Knowledge. But the thing is that knowledge and understanding, in other words, what I'm telling you, if you can understand that there are 300 megaton, nuclear weapons, and three of them were used on Tonga, and that it was, you know, by exponential orders greater than the combined effort of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, which was 35,000 tons of equivalent of TNT versus 900 million tons of TNT. That puts it into perspective a little bit. But unfortunately, Doug, I think I'm coming to the point, and you probably are there already, but I'm coming to the point that people won't listen to anything until the riots in the streets. Someone said, well, how does all of the Civil War prophecies and the call and the provocation of Civil War, and if you don't know it, that's the government's pushing that theme, not the patriots and everybody else, and anybody who loves their country is anathema to the New World Order. You can't serve two masters. They're going to make it impossible. And that's why, and when the mark of the beast comes on, it's got to be voluntary. So my question to the Lord was, Lord, what happens if people are stupid And they're already yielding to the fear of the day. And I think the Lord just said, Steve, go to Corinthians and read about communion. The Bible says, when we're talking the passage about taking communion, that for this reason, many are sick among you. You fail to discern the Lord's body. So I can pray for people, and I do, but you can't stop. Here's what I think is important. You and I can't stop, outside of an external miracle from God, the ramifications of a wrong decision by others. Does that make sense?
Oh, man. Perfect sense. And when you think of it, we cannot stop the wrong decisions made by others, is what you just said, right?
Yes.
Okay. Think about that, folks. And isn't that what we're kind of struggling with internally amongst ourselves? And I think that's a beautiful statement, by the way.
Well, it's how do I say this? You know the old KISS, keep it simple, stupid? Yeah. If I had to say anything, I would say this. I allowed too many issues to complicate my life when it was simple, you know, not to let those issues come. And usually in relationships, okay? Because I think as humans, we tend to overthink everything. And I know that when Jesus said, you know, and I'm on record as saying this 25 years ago, that time will come, Steve, that time will come when you can't trust your eyes or trust what you hear. You can only trust me. And Doug, I don't know what's the correct term for now. They can invent people, make them, you know, they can basically make artificial clones of you in a three or a two-dimensional screen. There's a word for that. I don't know what it is. Duplicating.
I want to say cartoons, but go ahead.
No, yeah. Not cartoons. It's a digital representation of a person that does not exist, but it's so lifelike that people think it's a real person, okay?
Yeah, they just did that in Japan, but go ahead.
Yeah, they just did that in Japan.
Yep.
Okay, and the thing is that how do you tell? How do I tell who's real and who isn't? Here's the key to that. Just as God promised us that if we lack wisdom, we can ask of him who gives to all men abundantly, we also need to pray for discernment. And discernment does not come by suspicion, second guessing, or just, you know, your gut. Now, your gut can align up, but discernment is not what the person projects, not as what we say, how the person comes across. It's what the spirit is behind him. Good example. When I hear people say, you know, I want to hear how someone prays to know their relationship with Jesus. One of the most astonishing things, and I believe it was obvious all along, Lord said, ask him to pray, Steve, with you out loud. I thought, well, that's a great idea. It wasn't original. And I noticed something when people said to me, well, that's a private thing between me and God. Instantly, I say, you don't even know him. Because, you know, with our heart, we believe unto righteousness, but with our mouth, confession is made unto salvation. There is a really good example of why we need to know that. Another example, if someone's always gimme, 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 and trust me, I'm dealing with that. I never want to say that. Based on the evidence, I take that back. Trust the word of God, because I'm a man, I'm subject to sin. And boy, I can't avoid the world that I live in, but I don't have to respond to jerks, okay? And unfortunately, I have a lot of jerks to respond to. My favorite is, you call yourself a Christian. No, God calls me redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I don't use that word because, you know, I'm not Christ-like. I'm redeemed. I'm saved. I'm being transformed. And it's always the people that have to accuse you of something that come back to you and say, you call yourself Christian. No, God calls me his beloved. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lord. I am his child. And that's the difference.
And indeed that is. Steve, I'm going to thank you so very much. It was a great, great show. A lot of information there, folks. You might want to listen to this again. And by the way, I can't wait till next week, I believe it is, when we officially launch our fundraiser, but the information that you're going to hear is just unbelievable. Go to HagmanReport.com. Click on the banner. Steve, thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you, Doug.
All right. Folks, that'll do it for me tonight. For us tonight, God bless you. Have a great night.